Shalom Aleichem, our Mishnah Yomi Shir, pre-recorded for Shabbat Vayakel, is in Chapter 2 of Eduyot, Mishnayot 6 and 7. Shlosha Devarim, there were three halachot, Amar Yishmael, Velo Hodel Rabbi Akiva, where Rabbi Akiva disagreed with Rabbi Yishmael. The first, Hashum, garlic, the Boser, unripe grapes, Vamlilot, and unripe grains, Shiriskon, that they ground them up, Mib'od Yom, when it was still daytime, meaning before Shabbos. Now they would grind these up so the juice would ooze out of these foodstuffs, and then it could be used as a dip for Shabbos. Shrabi Yishmael, Rabbi Yishmael said, Yigmur Mishetechshach. They could keep using the dip, even that oozed out after Shabbos began. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Lo Yigmur. Rabbi Kiva said, they can't continue using this juice. You can't let the juice keep oozing out and keep using it on Shabbos. The Bartner explains it's a rabbinical gezeira because somebody might go ahead and squeeze these things to get more juice or get the juice faster, which is a biblical malacha of mefarek. So rabbinically, we say we don't want people dipping in this juice anymore once Shabbos starts. The mission is Zion Shlosh the Divine Amru Livnei Rabbi Akiva. There are three laws set in front of Rabbi Akiva. Shnai Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, two from Rabbi Eliezer, Ve'echad Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. Shnaim Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, the two from Rabbi Eliezer, Yotzit Isha Be'ir Shel Zahav. A woman may go outside wearing a city of gold. Now we're talking about going out on Shabbos into a Rishut Harabim, a public domain, where there's a concern about carrying, and there's a concern if a woman is wearing some beautiful jewelry, she might take it off to show her friends and inadvertently carry it in the public domain. And this Ir Shel Zahav is like a crown, like a tiara, and it's called Ir because it was in the shape, like the skyline of the city of Yerushalayim, and it was made of gold. But this ornament, this Ir Shel Zahav, is so expensive that no one is going to take it off their head just to show their friends. They wouldn't need to, but only the very wealthy women would have such access to such a thing, and they certainly wouldn't be taking off their jewelry in the public street. It's interesting, and Nidarim Daf 50, I believe, Rabbi Akiva and his wife are sleeping in a barn on straw, and he says, if I only had enough money, I would buy you an Ir Shel Zahav. Then there's a Gemara in Shabbos that mentions that Rabbi Akiva did eventually get his wife an Ir Shel Zahav, probably many decades later after he became a great sage. Now the second halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, Mafriche Yonim, those who race the doves, Fasulin Le'edut, they are Pasul Le'edut, they cannot testify or be judges. Now this is a halacha we talked about in Sanhedrin. We were talking about who's fit to testify and be a judge. The concern here is they are gambling, which basically means they're rabbinically stealing other people's money. Another explanation was they're using their doves to lure other people's doves or doves that have nested on private property off of that property to capture them, a form of rabbinical theft. And the mission continues, Echad Mishum Yeshua, the halacha here from Yeshua, Hasheretz Befi Hulda. There is a sheretz, like a mouse or one of these like lizards or one of these creepy crawly tuma, they're tame when they're dead, Befi Hulda. It's in the mouth of a weasel. Now the weasel is carrying this sheretz away to eat it, Umechalechet Algabe Kikarot. But Nebuch, the weasel, is walking over loaves of bread you just baked, Shel Truma, and it's Truma bread. Now, if the dead sheretz touches truma, it's tame and it can't be used. But here, suffik naga, suffik lo naga, there's a doubt if the sheretz actually touched the bread while the weasel was hauling it away. Sveiko tame, tahor, sorry. Out of doubt, we say it is tahor. We do not assume any part of the mouse touched the bread of truma unless you actually saw it happen. The Bartner explains, because it's moving tuma. It's not stationary tuma that might have hit. It's moving. It's on the way out. So even in a private domain, we can assume, if we don't know, that it did not touch. Yashar kochachem, tizkeh lemitzvot.